If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Again, my name is Andy Herman. Thanks for joining us here on the show. We are here 8 AM to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Always appreciate you guys showing up, all the great questions, and just that you show us here at the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that we got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11. And just by chance, if you like bacon, beer, and bands, you're going to love Bacon Fest. Enter to win VIBE tickets, very important bacon eater, to Bacon Fest June 6th through June 8th at Walworth County Fairgrounds. Go to thefanmilwaukee.com to enter for your chance to win. Right now, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Mitch Thunder Nellis. You can find him on social media at ThunderMKE. Mitch, how the heck are you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's begin. This is a pretty big week in the world, or weekend, I should say, in the world of wrestling.
Sure.
WWE, we've got SmackDown Saturday night main event. We've got Battleground in Tampa on Sunday. AEW's got their big pay-per-view Double or Nothing coming up. How much wrestling are you going to be consuming this weekend?
I will definitely be all over Saturday Night Main Event. SmackDown, I recorded on my DVR, so that'll really depend on my 12-year-old, how much she decides to watch tonight and tomorrow. But she is definitely all in. I'm not a huge AEW guy, and I know you are.
Fair.
And I'm trying to figure out how much more I need to get into it. I mean, obviously, I know their top stars, and I'm into Will Ospreay. I'm into Adam Page. I'm into the former. Now I forget her name in WWE, but Mercedes Moné. And I keep wanting
Sasha
her.
Banks.
Yeah, Sasha Banks, because she's from Boston. So,
yep.
But and so I'm like, you know, I'm kind of in the camp of I'm kind of sick and tired of Moxley, and he's got to do something different. And I get that's the point of being a heel, but he's almost becoming boring, and if you're not being booed and you're just being not reacted to, I think I don't think he needs to walk back through the WWE door. I mean, at some point in his career, the Shield needs to do something, so he has to do something there. But right now, he doesn't have to, but he's got to do something to reinvigorate, because it's becoming too much right now.
That's fair. I mean, thankfully, this weekend, he's in a Anarchy in the Arena match, which has got 14 wrestlers in
right.
it. So you can lose John Moxley pretty easily through the course of that. And that's usually a really fun match. Yeah, I mean, I just think there are differences in taste between the two. I'm not one of these that's the tribal. You have to be one or the other. You know, I like both. My ideal world is that both of them are doing amazing. I think WWE, certainly under Triple H, has been much better than where it was under Vince at the end, and where I just could not watch it at all.
Right.
Especially with the billion, camera cuts that were happening on every single match at the time, and just the storylines that would get scrapped out of nowhere, and you could tell that the wrestlers were not happy. They couldn't even call it wrestling. That was just a totally different era. I do believe it's been much better now. Although I thought we were over the crazy name changes. Not that I really care that much about Jeff Cobb's name changing or whatever, but what is it, JC something now? Can we just keep name?
Right.
Mateo. JC Mateo, right. Or something that.
It doesn't even make sense.
Can we just, it does not make sense. Just call him Jeff Cobb.
Right.
I thought we were over that. I thought we were past that.
Yeah.
Just call him Jeff Cobb,
right,
exactly.
We're too smart as fans. I do think Will Ospreay and Adam Page, their match could be like one of the greatest of the year, but like one of the greatest of the decade. Like if they really put on the show, if they put on the show they are capable of doing and everything goes right, it could be one of the literal all-timers. So,
yeah, and the winner gets a all-in match, the world championship match at All In. I'm right there with you. And I think, again, here's the thing, right? Like WWE is legitimately more of an entertainment company, and the stuff that they do for men, like I go back to, not that we're going to spend an entire segment here on wrestling
relax, everybody.
I go back to when Sami Zayn wrestled Roman Reigns in his hometown in Montreal,
yes.
Right? That pop that Sami Zayn got just coming out was like a wrestling moment of the year.
Yep.
And that's like WWE, like they can get a reaction like that just on Sami Zayn coming out of the crowd. And the match was great too. Like the match was fantastic. The ending we can quibble with, but like it was a fantastic match. But just that entertainment value of Sami Zayn coming out in his hometown for a world title match in Montreal, it was an unbelievable moment. Like they have an entertainment value that is just unrivaled anywhere. And then of course you get some good matches from time to time as well. Whereas AEW, their entertainment value and some of the stuff that they kind of do with that, where some of the storyline stuff is a little bit wonky at times, it's not as good. Like they WWE just dominates them in that. But personally for me, and again, people will quibble with this as well, I think they just do wrestling better. And again, you get a match like Will Ospreay and Hangman Adam Page that might go close to an hour, that's just going to tell a story in a ring. And I think that is a much, like, that's my favorite part of wrestling, is the actual wrestling itself. And I just think they're two totally different companies that do things totally different ways. And I think that's totally fine. And I love all of, I think both of them are good for each other. And I think it, again, just gives people a different palette for both of those things. And that's fantastic. And I do definitely enjoy both.
Yeah, I think there's a ton of entertainment value there. And I think people can lean into that. I think people can lean into the athleticism, but I think people also need to lean into the storylines. And like, you know, people tell me, oh, it's fake.
Yep.
And I'll say, you know what? So's Friends and so's Seinfeld. Like, but I still watch them every week because the entertainment value is there. And if you don't find the entertainment value with wrestling, with pro wrestling, that's okay too. Like, you have other things you like, and you're watching The Handmaid's Tale, which is about to wrap up, which is all over my TikTok right now, which I've never watched in my life. I read the book, and it's like I'm a big dystopian future guy. You know, you like what you like. I like what I like, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely, I'm right there with you. All right, speaking of things that you like and I like, let's talk about this Packers schedule.
All right, but even before that, I got to get it. Did you watch the Aaron Rodgers stuff? Are you aware of like
the Joe Rogan stuff?
Is that what he just did? Was it a Joe Rogan like 3-hour interview where he literally, all I saw was Mike Clemens, who's, you know, a respected NFL reporter, Packers reporter. We know Mike. And he wrote, like, all I saw was his tweet. And I know his, we don't need to get into politics and all that sort of stuff. But his tweet was like, Aaron Rodgers goes on a podcast. He talks about how he has people in his life with cancer, which we all do, unfortunately. It's a horrible scourge on this earth. And then for 3 hours, just doesn't even talk about like football or his people in his life with cancer, but just goes like literally conspiracy theory to conspiracy theory to conspiracy theory. And it's like, but Earth is flat type stuff, not COVID stuff where it's like, all right, where we're going to debate the efficacy of vaccines. We're going to debate, you know, science. What is, you know, what we want to go all in on and what we don't like. And whatever his mental status is, like, he's still maybe trying to get a job in the NFL. And I get that he's Aaron Rodgers, and so his mental mind frame and his mental acuity really don't matter. What matters is his right arm, and nobody cares about anything else. But like, do the Steelers look at something like, regardless of all the you know, whatever our personal opinions are, do you think the Steelers at all look at, hey, we were close to signing Aaron. He just went on Rogan and went in a place that we're not comfortable with. Whether he's right or wrong, whether he has the right to say what he wants to say or not want to say. Do you think the Steelers ever say, like, maybe it's not worth it?
I think if he would have said something that was, how do I say this? If it was something that was out of the ordinary or surprising for Aaron to say, I mean, I don't think I did not watch it. So let me clarify that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I think if it was something out of the ordinary of things that he hasn't talked about, like this is very much in the realm of what Aaron's talked about on McAfee and on Joe Rogan in the past.
Yep.
I mean, they had to have known already that this is within the realm of possibility. So my guess is they're not super caught off guard. If he would have said something, I don't even know what you'd have to say at this point. So my guess is no, it didn't affect it. Could he have said something that would have affected it? Sure. I also think if it's from an Aaron standpoint, I don't think Aaron cares. I legitimately think that if the Steelers came and said, listen, we wanted to sign you, but what you just said, we can't bring you into Pittsburgh. I think he would just be like, screw you guys. I don't want to play for you anyway then. Mm-hmm. And I think he would just find his next avenue, whatever that might be, and kind of move on. And I think that would be his decision then. I think he would rather speak what he feels is his version of the truth and talk his stuff and have anyone that wants to shun him, than give a crap what anyone else has to say, even if that loses him a potential $20 million a year, job in Pittsburgh this year. So I don't know. Here's my thing. I did not listen or watch that. I did not watch the Brett Favre documentary.
That was my next question for you, of course.
I did not watch that. Twofold here, all right? No, number one, I don't know if you heard my intro. What I spent time doing yesterday, I spent time watching film on Nesta Jade Silvera, James Esther, Gregory Jr., yes. Deslin Alexander.
Literally guys I've never heard of before.
Exactly.
Which is amazing. I love that for you because that's what you love doing.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? So two things. I would much, if you asked me, I could either watch a documentary on Brett Favre or listen to Aaron Rodgers on Joe Rogan or watch film, or regardless of the player, whether that's for the draft next year, whether that's Packers that are on the team now, I would not only enjoy watching the film more, but I would also gain more out of it because I now have a topic to talk about. I don't really care either on this show or on the Pack-A-Day podcast to spend 20 minutes talking about the Brett Favre documentary or to spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever, talking about what Aaron Rodgers said on Joe Rogan. It's just not my cup of tea. And one of the beautiful things that I get to do, because, obviously I do have Sparky that I have to report to here, but Sparky's never given me a directive of like, hey, today you have to talk about this. You know, I get to kind of pick and choose the topics that are entertaining to me and that I want to talk about. And one of those things is not ivermectin, and one of those things is not Brett Favre's past struggles in life and stealing welfare money or whatever the case may be. I would just rather watch Nesta Jade Silvera film. So that is where I am at in my life, Mitch. That's where I'm at.
I think that's fair. The sexual harassment and the Jets covering it up instead of actually doing something about it. If I was Jen Sturger, I'd sue the Jets for $1 billion today. That came out, I would just sue them for $1 billion and see what happens.
The whole scenario is so terrible. And I think the thing with Jen, and she's kind of talked, from my understanding, she talked about this as well, but I know she's talked about it in the past, is she got so screwed over in that entire situation in which she did not do anything initially to prompt said pictures. And then the second thing is she wasn't even going to make the entire story public. She just wanted to bury the thing and be done with it, told somebody else about, or like a friend about it, of like what happened.
And they released it.
And they released it to Deadspin, or I think it was the guy at Deadspin, whatever it was. So like, not only was she, again, not asking for this in the first place, not only was she not going to go public with it because she just didn't want anything to do with the entire situation, and then she gets caught in the crosshairs of everything and like she did something wrong, just absolutely screwed over to the nth degree in that entire situation, and really went from like what was probably going to lead to a pretty prominent like NFL sideline reporter gig and doing the entire thing to just not having those opportunities anymore. So talk about just, again, a terrible situation for her. That's just one of the more, awful, devastating ones from a career standpoint. I really felt for her in that entire situation.
Screw you, Favre.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, let's talk about more fun thing. Let's talk about the Packers schedule. When this got released, Mitch, what was your initial reaction? Anything that you're like, I want hot takes from you today. What was your hot take on the Packers schedule?
I actually love the first two games at home, 4 days apart. I know that a lot of people don't. I love getting Detroit with new coordinators first at home. I love that. I love getting Washington. I think, sophomore slump is real. I think Jordan Love, though it's not his rookie year and second year, I think it's his second year as a starter. Yes, injuries played into it last year, but I think we saw that a little bit with him last year. Is that like your second year is harder when you come out and you go great gangbusters in your first year? The second year is a little harder. Like the league catches up to you, and I think that's going to happen with Jaden Daniels. So I love the first two games at home. I think it's a 2-0 start. I hate how easy the rest of the first half of the season versus the second half of the season. I don't mind the situation with that they get the Bears twice in 3 weeks. I don't mind with how many division games they have at the end of the season. I kind of like that we're going to have that drama going into November and going into December. I hate that the Milwaukee season ticket holders have two night games. Yep. I think that, like, I don't know how to get around that. I don't know if there's a way the Packers, like, year to year can make that right.
Here, now. I have a solution for you, Mitch.
Okay.
How the Packers do not have a season holder ticket exchange on their website, meaning that if you are because I've been in this situation from a Packer, because I have season tickets for the green package, not the gold package, but that I've wanted to go to a Milwaukee season ticket holder game and would love to just be able to trade two of my tickets to the green from the green package.
Thank you.
For two of your tickets to the gold package. How they do not have, or even just again, maybe I want, you know, four tickets to one game and I have 2-1 and we can figure something out that way.
Yes.
How there's not a Packers ticket exchange for Packers fans on the Packers.com website or on their ticketing site is insane, because what you want to do is keep that within, you know, the Packers community.
Yes.
And also, too, have it so that, and again, I get that there's going to be some problematic stuff with this, too, but have it that you are, you know, that the tickets can go on sale first to, like, Packers season ticket holders, so you know it's going to a Packers fan. Again, I would like it to go to season ticket holder Packer fans as well, so you got to figure out that maybe, but figure out a way that you can do a ticket exchange between, you know, Packers fans with tickets, and that would solve definitely a piece of it.
Amen, brother. Preach on. You're absolutely right. It is absurd. And it honestly, it just like leans into the pomposity of our professional sports teams who are run by billionaires. And I know the Packers don't have an owner, but they are a billion-dollar business, and they just have a pomposity about them that they don't have to do right by their fans. Like, they can build a ski hill and tell everybody how great they are and not actually do things that help make people's lives better. And I'm not talking about I know that the foundation does stuff in the community and that sort of thing, but like people who are spending thousands of dollars of their hard-earned money, who are not millionaires and not billionaires, who this would actually help them out a lot. And this would actually engender huge goodwill for the Packers in the community. And yet they refuse to do it. It's absurd.
Yeah, I just got to figure out a way to get more Packers fans in those games and not have it be overrun.
Right.
It's going to happen to some extent no matter what, but I think there's some simple measures that you can do. I do like the fact that they are nuking season ticket holder privileges for people that are just selling every single one of their games and not actually going to any of them.
Well,
that
especially,
I appreciate.
And especially selling them on Ticketmaster. Like, I think there's a difference between, like, I sell a lot of my Bucks season tickets, and I'm moving forward. I'm not going to be a Bucks season ticket holder anymore because, I have some serious issues with the organization. I still will cheer for the team. I still will go to the games as a fan. I'm just not giving them that type of money anymore. But I do think that there's a difference between, again, like if I sold half of my Bucks tickets, I went on Facebook and I sold them to friends, and I didn't necessarily sell them at face value. If they were this year, I sold more or less than face value than even at face value. But like for the Lakers game and for the Warriors game, I sold them over face value, but I sold them at market value. I went on Ticketmaster. I saw what they were going for, but then I sold them to Bucks fans. I didn't sell them to Lakers fans or Warriors fans. I didn't sell Chicago Bulls tickets to Bulls fans. I sold them to, and I think there's a way, like, yes, it was it's great that I have this following, so I have enough Facebook friends that and listeners over the last 20 years that, like, people who want the tickets, and that's great. Like, I understand that's my privilege. But I do think there's a way that the teams can make this way easier. Let's get back to the schedule real quick. I do think one of the weird, you know, anomalies that we found out as, I don't know if it was when just Mason and I were talking, if we had somebody on, when you get matched up with different divisions. And when you get matched up with the NFC East and the AFC North, you know what it means? It means no warm weather games. And that's kind of one of the weird things about this schedule. They don't play either of the South divisions. They don't play either of the West divisions. And so, yes, they have a game at Arizona, but it happens to be in October. But besides that, there's no warm weather games, which is, like, you know, kind of a bummer for those people who like to travel. You know, we all know how well Packers Nation travels. There are some cool road trips. Again, there is, like, going to Phoenix in October is fun. Going to Dallas in September could be fun. Going to Denver, even though it's December, it could be 70 or it could be 20. You never know. Could be fun. Like, Denver's a cool city to go to, but there's no warm weather November, December situation. And that's kind of a bummer for Packers fans.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. You go, you know, once you hit November, to New York, to Detroit, to Denver, to Chicago, to Minnesota. Some easy trips if you're a Packers fan in Wisconsin, potentially. Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, obviously not far away. Denver's not a super long plane ride, nor is New York. So some easier ones to get to. But yeah, to your point, if you're looking for a warm weather getaway in November, December, you're certainly not getting it on this year's schedule.
Yeah, and it's like looking at, you know, even looking ahead to 2026, they'll match up with the AFC South and the NFC South. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to go to great road trips that year. And there are fun cities to go to this year, just no warm ones. So
what would be your one road game that you'd want to go to this year?
This year?
Yeah.
I probably would want to go to Denver. I've got family there, so I've got a place to stay. It's a Sunday 3:25 game, potentially, as of now. I mean, I'll always go to New York. I'll never say no to a trip to New York. But I go to New York enough that I think Denver's the one, you know, that's kind of that outside the box. I'm not, you know, who's Pittsburgh? Like, I'm not.
Arizona's not bad.
Arizona's not bad. You know, but Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I'm not picking. Dallas is kind of whatever for me. I think it's Denver. What about you, Andy?
I think I'm going to Arizona. I think I don't know that I want to go to Denver on December 14th. Right. I don't know how excited I am for that. I do think that's going to be a great game. I don't necessarily feel like going to Dallas. I don't feel like going to Cleveland. Pittsburgh, it's fine. Right. I think Arizona, I think there'll be plenty of Packer fans there. I think it'll be nice, warm weather.
It'll be packed. It'll be more than 50% Packers fans in Phoenix.
Probably. And I think it's just a good game, too. I think that game in Arizona will be a very good game. So I'll take week 7, Arizona, October 19th, Packers, nice. Cardinals. All right, Mitch, we're going to talk in just a little bit as we get to our segment later where we talk to you and Mason. Appreciate you coming on. Where can we know where to find you, of course, here on the show, but what's your social media handle and what do you got that you want to plug on the way out here?
Absolutely. At ThunderMKE pretty much everywhere. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. So ThunderMKE, really where to find me. And I do want to share that today at 9:20, so in about 35 minutes, on the Mason Crosby Show, we have some breaking news. We have the story of the first high school student with an NIL deal in the state of Wisconsin.
Look at this.
And we're going to have the company, the businessman who entered into the deal.
And the legal group.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I'm not sure if we're going to have the parents on. The student is not allowed to do anything during the school day or during any competition hours. Like, there's very strict WIA rules. So we do not have that person yet. Probably we will do a podcast with that person at some point and then air it. But we do have the business individual who made this happen. We're going to have him on the air at 9:20 with the breaking NIL news. The first, I know, I wanted to get it on our air because I know Mason's such a big fan of NIL, and he's
loves it.
So he's going to have a ton of questions there. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
We have to figure out a way to sponsor, now that Mason's so much for it, we have to find a way to sponsor a player, get a player somewhere NIL related, whether it be the Badgers or a high school.
If we had Mason Crosby Show athletes,
the best high school kicker in the state of Wisconsin every year should
gets
be
a big NIL.
Should be a Mason Crosby NIL.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Gosh.
We got to make this happen.
I'm in.
We're so in. Love it.
The
love
Mason Crosby
idea.
Show kicker or something like that.
Yep.
Oh, this is love money. It. All right. We'll have to vet this out a little bit more when Mason's on a little bit later. Mason's on today, right?
Or absolutely. Is he gone? Yeah, no, he's on today. And then of course he's traveling to he's going over to jolly old England because there's a big Walsall game Monday
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Afternoon, let's go.
Oh, head out.
Classic Mason. All right, Mitch, we'll talk before you know it. Probably like, what, like 5 minutes here? So we'll talk in just a little bit. Follow him at ThunderMKE. Appreciate you a ton, Mitch, and I'll see you in a couple seconds, all right?
Thanks, Andy. You're the absolute best.
I know I am. All right, we'll be right back with more Pack-A-Day Radio Show right after this.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.